what I found in the film was it was very hard to get drawn into some of the characters, even the two boys. And it wasn't so much the fact that they didn't have names, mm-hmm. but the fact that I didn't know that they were that well developed. I didn't see a transition, a strong transition from two normal average boys leading middle class lives in Budapest to turning into a sociopath. I didn't see a transition because we didn't actually explore what they were before the war. Yeah. I mean, if you look at the issue of child soldiers and what war can do to children, you see some of that depicted, I think, fairly powerfully in the film.
The book itself doesn't give any background at all about the children's previous lives. Mm. Actually, the film at least starts with a scene in Budapest, mm-hmm. presumably Budapest, right? The book is right. The first opening chapter is that we arrive at grandmother's house. And so you know nothing about the previous mm-hmm. life. So I didn't feel that we need that. These boys are victims of continuous traumatization that has affected their ancestors, and they just kind of keep it on, you know, passing it down from one generation to the next. It's like, you know, is it ever going to end? No?
Mm-hmm. They start with no background, as you both are saying, almost like no, we don't know where they come from and what their previous lives have been like. I mean, they seem to be, I mean, not like children. They would be, for their age, the way they were shown, approximate age in the movie, let's say, I have no idea how old, but they seem way too advanced for their age. I mean, they could be adults, really, or the whole environment around them and the situation around them and the things that happen around them that influence them in these ways. So I had to force myself to continue watching, telling myself that this was only a film, this wasn't reality. But obviously it could have been somebody's reality.